Hello everyone, Neil Patel here, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So in today's episode I chat to Shamsar, he's the co-founder and CEO of BrailleMe. It's a really impressive piece of hardware that plugs in the mobile phones and computers to help the visually impaired access the internet and other digital content. Sounds really cool. So today we talk about how we got started, how it works, plans for the future, thoughts on what makes a great team, what motivates him, and the difficulties of doing a hardware startup in India. And finally, some Elon Musk and Narendra Modi chat as well. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Sham. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please tell the listeners around the world what you're building.
So it's an interesting product for visually impaired people, and it's called a Braille display. So Braille, you might have heard of it, the script that blind people use to read and write. Mm-hmm. It's made of those small, tiny dots which they read by dragging their fingers over it, mm-hmm. right? And so what we are trying to do is basically make a transition from paper-based systems to an electronic system for them. Mm-hmm. You know, many years ago, we moved from, paper-based text to PCs and other electronic devices. Mm-hmm. But that transition didn't happen really for them. And they use these Braille books, which are really bulky. So one of the big problems is today we have 40 million blind people, and of them only, around 10% are literate. Mm. And 70% of them are unemployed right now. Mm. One of the key reasons is that they do not have access to enough educational material like books, teachers, etc. And that has been dragging their kind of educational level below. And what we tried to do was we tried to create a device which would be a bridge for them and be and enable them to access all their educational material. Mm-hmm. So physically, it's a device which is the size of a normal notebook, and you have these small pins in it which move up and down electronically. Mm-hmm. And so the person can feel those pins and can and the pins emulate Braille, so he can read Braille on it. Mm-hmm. And the second part is where you have a keypad. This keypad is a special keypad which basically they've been using for like around last 100 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's called a Perkins style Braille keypad. And through that, they can type in Braille. So now the device becomes an input and output method in Braille essentially. Mm-hmm. And it's a digital, Braille format. So you can do a lot of things using this interface. Let's say you can plug in an SD card, which might have your books. And the person can read all those books on the Braille machine that we have. Right now what happens is, if they want, let's say, a Harry Potter book, they have to convert that Harry Potter book into Braille, ask for a Braille, kind of printer to print it out, which are very sparse. In India itself, there are 15 million blind people and only 18 Braille presses. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the shortage of presses in India. Mm-hmm. And once the Braille, is converted, the size of it is tremendous.
How long have you been doing this, and how's it going so far?
So basically, I started the research and development of this product, I think, in 2014. Mm-hmm. And so post that, it took almost a year to do the R&D for the product, and then it was kind of building the product, testing it out with users, and building it for manufacturing purposes, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's been almost 2-3 years now.
Mm-hmm. And how many people, products have you sold? Is it actually live then?
So right now, mainly products are, we did pilot testing with around 100 to 200 students and, people who are employed right now, mm-hmm. who are visually impaired. And apart from it, we are currently building a distribution network all across the globe. So we are in touch with distributors from 15 to 20 different countries, and we are right now testing the device and looking at how it would be beneficial for their users in their country. So we have a lot of pre-orders also from customers abroad, but currently we are not able to serve them since we do not have a robust distribution network. So the first step is kind of to build that network and then go to them, because we need to understand that this is a hardware product, and without having a distributor, it's really difficult to give them support and repairs, etc.
What was the early days like then? You know, so you said you were building the prototype.
Right. So basically, I am an IIT Bombay graduate. IIT Bombay is a well-known institute in India. And in my last year, I started this project, and it was a really interesting start. So basically, I had gone to the National Association for Blind, that's in Mumbai. And I met a couple of people, and they introduced me to this idea that, you know, there is this challenge of braille literacy is going down day by day, etc. And I started as a side project. It was completely different from my current study. So I am an engineering science graduate, and this is completely different. And so I started as a side project to help them. And over time, the people used to encourage, the community used to encourage me a lot. Whenever I used to go with a small prototype, which generally didn't work, but whenever I went there, there was a lot of, enthusiasm and a passion associated. And that kind of motivated me throughout the R&D period. And once I had a proof of concept, that was during my graduation. So I and along with me, Surbi, she's my co-founder. So we both started the company and, started developing the prototype and the product. And there were several interesting, experiences which you kind of relish when you, look back at it. So there was, whenever we used to go to testing, as I mentioned, there was a lot of enthusiasm. And at one instance, what happened was we went to a school in Badlapur. It's a really rural area in around Bombay. And when we showed the device, the principal was so happy. She organized an entire show for us. Their students danced and sang songs, etc. So there was a half an hour show specifically for us. So that was really moving.
How did you feel about that then?
I think it's very encouraging, and one of the things we noticed that this is a very the visually impaired community is a very well-knit community, and they all their activities are heavily based on trusted influencers. And so when the principal declared that this device is really helpful, the students just accepted it. They did not question they showed a lot of love during that process. And that stays with us all this development period, and motivates us to solve large challenges.
Let's talk about the team then. You said you got a co-founder. How did you meet your co-founder?
So we are both graduates from IIT Bombay, and we have been friends for 4 years, 4 to 5 years now. So we met in my second year, and I don't remember how we met, but I think was just mutual friends, and so and she had Surbi had interest in business development and education, and I was more oriented towards product design and kind of sales and things like that. So we had kind of complementary skills, and we thought it would be a really good idea to get together and build this company.
So what qualities does she have then?
So basically, she can give really good presentations in exhibitions, etc. I think she does a really good job of getting hold of partners, talking to CS organizations, talking to different stakeholders. So I think that is one area where she excels a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she also does really well, you know, in fundraising activities where meeting with investors, you know, convincing them about our business plan, etc.
What, in your opinion, makes a good team then? You know, a lot of teams do try and fail, you know, in your experience.
Right. So I think one of the things is that obviously the two the co-founders need to, you know, kind of have the same vision and the same goals,
mm-hmm.
And the same ambitions also. At some point, you know, certain guys would want, let's say, you know, the company to be raised to a certain level, and the other guy might want to go way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So the goals need to be kind of aligned, even in on the you know, kind of amount of value that you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you obviously want complementary skills. You don't want the same skills to be reflected all across people. Mm-hmm. Third is obviously you need really good teamwork. So basically, if there are like a lots and lots of you know, kind of hassles in each and every selection of you know, your company hiring or marketing or everything, if there is a lot of arguments, then it might not work in the long run. Obviously, there needs to be arguments, but it needs to be a healthy discussion, and it can't be at every single point, right? So I think it's really more about, you know, gelling well and having respect for each other.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So obviously, you know, a lot of hardware startups, you know, are very hard to do.
Right.
What are your thoughts on this?
So I think, especially in India, doing a hardware startup is extremely difficult. One of the key reasons is that we do not have an you know, ecosystem. Like if you go to Shenzhen or Germany also, there is a really good ecosystem to nurture hardware startups. You have mentors, you have people who have done it before, who have built products from ground up. We do not have that kind of you know, mentorship in India. A lot of products built here are mainly software based. Not a lot of, you know, kind of innovations in hardware have been done in India, and even the people who have done it are not really accessible. So that is one part which is lagging. The second part is going on to the operation. You really need a good vendor network. You know, you can't do everything. You need to outsource a lot of work, and having that vendor network is like the most important thing, I believe, for a hardware startup to succeed, you know, in a short time frame. And so one of the problems is in India, things go a little slowly. People take time to, you know, do a certain thing. Like if I give a, let's say, a PCB in China, Shenzhen, I get that in maybe a couple of weeks. But when I give it in India, it takes maybe 3 or 2 months also. So that time frame makes a lot of difference when you are iterating on the prototype.
So what targets have you set for the next, you know, 2 years?
So basically, currently, since we have started manufacturing and you know, selling the product, we would like to, you know, reach at least 5,000 to 10,000 customers by the end of next year. And also, and these, we would like to establish a global distribution network.
So, and obviously in India, there's, you know, there's quite a few languages, you know,
right.
how do you get around that?
Right. So that is the beauty of Braille. You know, it's a script essentially, it's not a language. So you can convert any language into Braille. And so we have built a software which can support up to 40 languages. And so basically the same particular device can be used by a, you know, Marathi medium or a Hindi medium student. And also the same device can be used by a Chinese or a French guy. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we are truly developing a global product. Mm-hmm. And we have support for around 12 Indian languages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is this for like blind schools then? Or is it for people who live at home? Or both, perhaps?
Definitely for both. And so one of the things that we realized while developing the product was there are two kinds of schooling done. One is, you know, special schools like mm-hmm. blind schools. The second is integrated schools mm-hmm. where you have the kid learning alongside sighted peers. And what we realized was that integrated schools, when the students is in an integrated school, their kind of manners and ability to communicate, confidence, etc., is way better than people in special schools. And our long-term goal is to enable, you know, students to remain in a integrated school. Mm. And so the initial part that we have done is we have kind of tried to solve a couple of big problems. Mm. One is that in an integrated school, what happens is you need a special educator who would come and, you know, spend a couple of hours or 3 hours with the student, helping him to understand the, you know, what has been taught. And so what we're trying to do right now is the student uses this device in Braille and he connects to the smartphone of the teacher, and the smartphone can see whatever the student is doing in cited text. Mm. So basically this teacher now does not require to know Braille, and that removes a huge barrier of special educators, and we truly lack, you know, special educators in India. The second problem was writing exams. So currently what happens was you need a writer, you know, whom you dictate the answers, mm-hmm. and that person writes the exam for you. Now we are replacing it with this device. The device, on, the student can write his exam on this device and can simply give the e-copy to the teacher. Mm-hmm. So you completely replace that hassle of finding a writer, etc. So these are the kind of problems that we are looking at, you know, from an integrated school perspective, and trying to solve one by one through our products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, last few questions then. Do you have any like people you admire, and why?
One is Elon Musk, and I think second is Narendra Modi. He's our prime minister.
And what is it about those two people?
So one of the key things that Elon Musk does is that he has grand visions, and he has a plan to actually execute them practically. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have grand visions, but making them practical and actually executing them is a completely different challenge. And so the ability to do that is really admirable. And one of the things that he says is that argue from first principles. And that idea, you know, kind of sticks with me. Mm-hmm. And I try to use it as much as possible. I am not sure if you know the idea. So it's basically that you look everything from the first principles, that not from comparing it with other things that are happening right now. And the second thing is about you know, Mr. Narendra Modi, who's the Prime Minister of India. I think he again shares the same kind of thing, that he has a grand vision, and he has charted out a plan to kind of reach there. And one of the, you know, really good things about his work is his basically work ethic. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind of hours he puts in and the dedication he has for the people of India.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Let's say somebody wants to do their own hardware startup. What advice would you give them?
I think
patience.
So, definitely lots of patience. But what I've seen here is, you know, there are a lot of hardware startups around me also. I am based in a incubator. It's inside IIT Bombay, and so we have like 5 to 6 different hardware startups along with us.
Mm.
And what I saw was that there is a lot of, you know, kind of patience required, definitely, but also let's frame it. You know, kind of passion and I don't know how to frame it, but
assistance.
You know, kind of there are tremendous amounts of failures, and hardware startup is very less about the hardware that you are building, but it's a lot more about you know, the vendor network and manufacturing, and how do you get you know, through all those things in a particular time frame. So managing all those tasks. So I believe more than the IP and the hardware involved, a lot of effort goes into building that ecosystem around you. And I would suggest, you know, people who are trying to do a hardware startup to try to build that ecosystem as early as possible. Try to build a network of vendors and, you know, partners as soon as possible, because when you are in a partnership with certain vendors, you can ask for better time frames, better pricing, etc. And that goes a really, really long way in building a hardware startup.
You said you went through that incubator. What's been the best piece of advice you've been given?
I think the best is, I think, just go forward. I think that the, because there are lots of challenges, and when you, you know, when you are building a prototype and you look at all the challenges ahead, that you need to make it a product, you need to test it, you need to manufacture it and then sell it. So it's like one and a half year of you know, cycle, mm-hmm. without having any revenue or kind of any customer validation. So you are still, you know, in a very dicey position. Mm-hmm. So staying that path is really difficult. And I think the only good advice that I got was that, you know, just go ahead and take it step by step.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Last question, for people who want more information on you and BrailleMe, what must they do?
For getting information on BrailleMe, first of all, you can definitely go on our website, www.innovisiontech.co, or else you can drop us an email at info@innovisiontech.co. We are based in, you know, Mumbai, mm-hmm. Inside IIT Powai. So if you want to drop by anytime, feel free to drop by.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, Shyam. Good luck with everything. And thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Shyam for coming on the show today. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review on the show. Just search for the Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Overcast. We're also on Pocket Cast, Downcast, Instacast, Pocket Gear, and Apple TV. If you're building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet at Indian Startup SH, or go to facebook.com/Indian Startup Show. We'd love to connect. If you're interested in creating your own podcast in 2018, then check out my class on Skillshare.com called Getting Your Podcast Off the Ground. I've been teaching this for over 15 months now, and it's had over 550 students. So it's had great testimonials. So check out the link on the show notes to get started. Advantage of doing your own podcast, you get to build something that's amazing, that's your own 100%. You have 100% creative control. You can do whatever you want, and it's a lot of fun. So check out the link on the show notes, and you can do your own podcast. Thank you, and goodbye.